Brethren, Sicily, W.C., Jones, C.H. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. June 16, 1899. Dear Brethren, I see no light in the Publishing Association or the General Conference in their present situation, taking upon them the indebtedness of the school in Battle Creek. I think I have already laid out this matter so that you can understand it, but you have a neglected work to do. As far as lies in your power, you are to make restitution to the southern field of the means of which it has been deprived by the financiering of men who have not walked in the counsel of the Lord. Those who have been foremost in this work of robbery are to delay no longer, but commence the work of restoration. I have received a letter from Brother Sutherland in reference to the work in the southern field. He confesses that he went to the south somewhat prejudiced against the work of J. E. White, but now he speaks highly of his work. It might be well for others in responsible positions to investigate the work which has been done in that field, and either condemn the work Edson White has done, or so far put away their prejudice as to commend it. I have not said much in regard to this matter, because Edson is my son. I have not done all I should to encourage him in his work in that hard field, because of the liability of temptation to my brethren. I feared the impression would prevail that Sister White was sustaining J. E. White because he was her son. But recently I have had light in reference to this matter. The Lord is not pleased with the thoughts and feelings of the men who might have made a fair investigation of the work done in the southern field, but who have neglected to do this, and have failed to give the encouragement and sustenance which every man in such a position is entitled to receive. You have considered $10 a week a sufficient sum to give Edson White, while to men who have not accomplished one half the work he has accomplished, you have paid $15 a week. And even this small salary has not been given with a full, free heart. I have been shown that J. E. White has invested far more in the work than he has received. His health is now being sacrificed. It is not a small thing to undertake the work in such a field, especially when the conference is so backward in giving its word of approval and lending assistance. When I see these things, I pray the Lord that my brethren may have hearts of flesh and not of steel. Man's ways are not always equal and just, but the Lord's ways are equal. It is the duty of those who have known all the Lord has revealed in regard to the southern field to take some heed of the light given. Without delay, those who have given so little encouragement to this work should take time to investigate and plan as to what shall be done. You are in danger, my brethren, of accepting the testimonies of men whose minds are filled with prejudice. You are not to remain in favorable fields and be content with so limited a knowledge of the southern field. One cannot always stand in the position in which Edson White has stood and still have health and strength and courage. The efforts which should have been made to give success to the work in the south have been strangely neglected. For years the Lord has spoken in these lines, but his words have fallen on deaf ears, on minds that were not controlled by the Holy Spirit. Now the best and only thing Edson can do, as soon as he can make a disposal of his goods, is to change his field of labor and lay the responsibility of the southern work upon the conference. Edson and Emma can render valuable service here. The work in this country is far more essential in the eyes of the Lord than many of the enterprises which have been carried on in America. Edson and Emma White better change their field of labor. I feel free now to encourage them to do this. I know of no one better adapted to the work in the South than J. E. White and his wife. They have labored in the South under the encouragement of the Lord, and their work has been accepted by Him. True, at times they have made mistakes, but the Lord has shown them these mistakes and encouraged them to make them right. Their brethren in America have also made many grave mistakes. Would you wish to be treated as you have treated Edson White? When God in His great love rescued His wandering sheep, the work was not accomplished through the instrumentality of those who were appointed to seek and save that which was lost. It was Christ Himself who found the lost sheep, and since that time He has loved him as His own. He has guarded him and counseled him. God has a work for him to do, and it is His privilege now to know that the Master will give him a place in His vineyard, where his life will not be sacrificed. Brethren Sutherland and Megan, who have been to the southern field, can appreciate the work that has been done. I pray now that the Lord will give Edson a willingness to take up the work in some other portion of the great harvest field. Light has been given me by the Lord concerning several of our ministering brethren who are in feeble health. The health of the Lord's messengers should be carefully considered. They should not be appointed to labor in fields where the climate will draw largely on their strength. Some time ago, I was given light for Brother Pallant, who was laboring very hard in Queensland. I was shown that the health and courage of every man of experience should be carefully guarded, lest in his zeal for the work, he places himself where he will be exposed to a malarious atmosphere. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalm 116, verse 15. But the life of his servants is also precious, and they are not to imperil their health. In every place there is work needing to be done, and the life and health of God's messengers are not to be sacrificed to any climate if it can be avoided. They are to move from one country to another. For the last 30 years I have borne this testimony. The Lord would not have any one of his workers remain in a climate that is deleterious to health, when there are other workers who can labor in the same place and not suffer harm. The Lord is testing you, my brethren, to see if you will heed his counsel and take up your long-neglected work. I have not urged this matter, for reasons which I have already stated, but now a change has come, and I am urged to set this matter in its true bearing before you. The Spirit of God is upon me, and I dare not hold my peace. Time is passing. How long do you calculate to wait before you heed the word of the Lord? If the utmost caution is not used, there is danger that the southern field will be closed. God has warned his people not to become absorbed in politics. We cannot bear the sign of God, as his commandment-keeping people, if we mingle with the strife of the world. We are not to give our minds to political issues. God's people are walking contrary to his will when they mix up with politics, and those who commence this work in the southern states reveal that they are not taught and led by God, but by that spirit which creates contention and strife and every evil work. We are subjects of the Lord's kingdom, and we are to work to establish that kingdom in righteousness.